the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Yeah. We're done with the show, and I just did an interview with WAMZ, Louisville 97.5. Because, I don't know, by the time you hear this, it's probably already announced, but we're going on the air in Louisville.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that morning show's doing.
What do you mean?
Well, what our company doesn't really do anymore, which our company, when it was a different name, it was a little different, where they would take shows and make them get off the air and put somebody else in. They don't really do that anymore. So either a show splits up and they go to afternoons, or they go to another station. But this, I don't know what they're doing with this show. Like, they're leaving on their own. I never expected to go on the air in Louisville. But Corey and Amy's moving to afternoons. But we're going to be on another station with two Amys.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Then Corey, I don't even know what's happening.
Hmm.
But all of a sudden they came to me and said, hey, you're going on Louisville. Do you want to? I was like, yeah, it'd be great. And so we just had an interview with that station where they're like saying, hey, be nice to the new show, that type thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, nobody trusts. Their listeners trust what they say.
Right.
So if they have our back, then that helps.
And here's the thing. If I'm ever introducing a new show and I'm like, hey, they're going to replace me, and I clear my throat twice, I'm lying. Yeah.
That's the key?
Yeah, that's for our listeners to know.
Oh.
So if I'm like, yeah, you know, I really wanted the midnight 3 a.m. shift. It's been a dream of mine for a long time. And I just want you to know that Herbie and the Hancocks, you know, they're a great band. They're a great morning show, and I'm glad to have them here. If I do that, that means I'm lying.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that
either. But no, everybody's totally on board with this one. It's actually pretty pleasant. I like that. So we start there May 7th. But if you listen to the podcast anyway, it don't matter.
Just hear what you hear.
You hear what you hear, basically.
When you hear it, when you want to hear it.
Yeah.
That's true. It is so convenient.
This?
The podcast.
Yeah. You ever listen back to the show ever?
No, but I have friends that listen to... Well, yes, I do. But I mean, it's not regularly what I do. But I have friends that listen. That is how they catch the show. And they put it on that speed up feature.
Oh, everybody podcasts on 1.5 or 2 times speed.
Yeah, and really? They can like knock out the show in like 20 minutes.
Well, no wonder you guys think I sound like this.
No, that's what you sound like.
No. But it's how you can like get in a lot of information, whether you're listening to an audiobook or another podcast. You're just like... Blah, blah, blah. Sometimes I'm like, slow down. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm controlling the speed here.
I did watch the first Iron Man like that because I had to do it for homework. But I didn't have a lot of time. So
Iron Man, the movie?
The movie.
You watch it on
1 hour.
So you just sped it up.
Yep.
They
really fast, but I understood everything they were saying.
Yeah, a lot of time podcasts, they'll speed it up so you can get it all. There's also an app that I've been using. It's called Blinker, whatever it is. You can read a whole book in 15 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about.
What? With your eyeballs?
With my eyeballs, yeah. No, Amy, I stick the phone on my butt, and then it all absorbs.
I know it's an audio book.
I keister it and then take it in. Like,
wait, how does it work? I don't understand.
Yeah, tell me more.
It breaks down the book into the biggest points. It's basically Cliff's Notes.
Cliff's Notes.
But for digitally, and you just on your phone, and you can read through books.
So you can say you read a book if you read the Cliff's Notes?
I don't claim
that in high school.
I don't claim I've read the book. I do claim I've read the book if I've listened to all the book.
Yeah.
But I don't claim to have read it. On the app. I can get the app name. What's it called?
Is that it?
Blinkist. Yes, that's it.
Blinkist.
Yeah, so you read all. But I made a point this morning, and the reason I got on it is because I'm obsessed with how much smarter AI is going to get than us.
Mm-hmm.
Because just looking at the stock market scale of it being more and more and faster and faster, they're going to overtake us eventually.
Mm. Yeah.
Just building them, you're building them for the reason to overtake you. You're building them so they get smarter. If they reach a certain point of smart, then they start to learn themselves. Once they learn themselves, they can outsmart us and they will take us down. That's what's going to happen.
It sounds really wacky, though.
Do you think we'll be alive for any of that?
Yeah, we will till they kill us all. That's the whole point. They will
no,
get
she
alive.
Means our generation.
No, I mean,
like
we're probably not going to make it to that.
No, I think, yeah, probably in the next 30 years or so.
Whoa. Really? So you think we'll be alive?
Because, listen, we watched The Black Mirror. Have you seen The Black Mirror the latest season?
Maybe depending on where I don't know.
You know the little dog in the warehouse that shoots the people?
I didn't see that one.
Anybody seen that one?
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, I know Mike D has.
There's a dog in the warehouse?
Well, it's not a real dog. It's like an AI dog.
Okay.
And so what happens is you're watching it and this dog is protecting the warehouse and it comes out and it shoots people and it finds them. And then you go, well, this will never happen. And 3 months later, they've developed one.
Oh. Wow.
Because of the TV show?
No, because they're already working on it.
Oh.
And they have these Alexa robots. They're all going to start doing stuff to us, I hope.
If they clean and stuff, I'm cool with that.
But we're just eventually going to get overtaken.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, as long as I live through, if I make it to the part where they clean and do chores for you, but then by the time they get smart enough to kill us all, then maybe I'll just die of natural causes before that.
You could. I watch Walking Dead, and I always wonder, if I got bit by a zombie, when you get bit, it's a matter of time. You're going to die. And then you're eventually going to turn.
That's fact.
Because if you, yes, fact.
Zombie fact.
Zombie for sure. So I wonder, would I just want someone to kill me real quick if I got bit by a zombie, or would I want to fight it for a bit and then be a zombie?
Oh, man, I think you would want to die because I don't want to be a zombie and bite somebody.
Yeah, but you don't know. Or do you? And is there a chance to come back? It's like freezing your head, you know? And the problem with, oh, man, you guys are going to get me down this dark hole. Here's what you do. In my world, I go down these places and I love them and I'm obsessed with them.
Okay.
Like I go and I this is what I'm my obsession is. Not in a morbid way, but death. And life, and what would I do in situations? That's why I love these shows where you have to pick scenarios. Like, what would you do if the world ended? Not about the zombies, but how would you survive? I would dominate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be on Bobby's team.
I got a little bit of brains and a little bit of brawn. I got the perfect balance. Too much brawn, you're not smart. Too much brains, you're too weak.
Wow. This is what you think about.
I'm lost.
So when you're not working, because you work hard, you work a lot. Mm-hmm. When you're not working, this is it.
Like when I watch Walking Dead, I was watching last night. I'm thinking about all this in my head, all the scenarios that play out in my head. What would I do? Where would I go?
Do you think you would ever turn into a Negan?
I would be a Negan.
But gosh, he's so awful.
But here's the thing about evil. Evil is only evil if they lose. Do you understand that everything that's ever right for us is just because they won?
I know, but I still feel like there's less. They all know that they've had to kill people and do bad things to survive. But
that's
Negan's
just that's the
evil.
Nature of. Well, it's a TV show.
You wouldn't be the what's his face?
Rick Grimes.
Yes,
probably
Rick.
Him.
Rick.
A bit of both.
Yeah, yeah. You need a girlfriend so bad. I mean, this is like just
Rick Grimes Negan.
Yeah, because you sit there and think about being a Negan. I don't even know what that means.
Because you don't watch Walking Dead.
It's just like a cult leader. Whenever times are tough. He's a cult leader.
Right, but you need a girlfriend because you sit there and talk about thinking about robots taking over the world.
I do. I read about that anyway. I read Sapiens and was like, holy crap.
Did you blink it or you read it?
I read it.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't claim it unless
I
read it.
That's right. Okay.
But I'll blink you stuff so I can have conversations with people about it.
That's one of your big quotes right there.
What?
I won't blink it. What is it? I won't claim it if I blink it.
Whatever.
Only if
My
I read
whole point
it.
Is eventually we're going to get overtaken by what we create. The end. That's how we will go down, this world. Eventually, we will create something that overtakes it all.
I just hope I'm not here when that happens.
But wouldn't it be cool to be here, actually?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is what I'm thinking. Like, if I'm going to be here, I need to be a rich person where I can buy one of those robots and then, you know, just be able to hang with
Have
a robot.
A fight.
But if I'm a poor person, how am I going to... I'm on the other side of the robots.
But isn't that the whole problem now? It's just
no,
not
we don't
robots.
Have robots.
And,
oh.
Sure, just in life. That's how everybody feels. Well, if I was a rich person, I would have all these.
Well, I feel like, you know, like more money, more problems kind of thing. You can kind of hang if you just kind of live simple. Like if they're robots and they're dominating and the rich people own the robots.
But I'm talking even countries. Like we have the robots in America. We have money, so we have a military. There are certain countries that you just...
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, we're already in that.
In the big picture of it, I guess. Oh, no. This is scary. This talk is scary, man.
This talk is what? But how awesome would it be to be... Because we're only here for a blink. And the amount of time Earth's been around here. I mean, like this. Boop. Done.
Well, yeah. Think about all the people that have died. They were
done.
Here for just a
second.
Just
done,
a second.
Done.
Well, just a second.
Yeah.
How about in your second aliens come? You're the only second where aliens come.
That'd be awesome.
Right? That's my
point.
I
would love that.
How crazy would that be? Or
I
if robots took over. That was your second where that happened.
Yeah.
And all the seconds, it was yours.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Probably won't, but yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. Listen, I'd do a whole hour on this.
Let's go. We're about 30 minutes in already.
No, not let's go. You're already like, can we move on?
Yeah.
I'm getting scared.
Lunchboxes.
I don't like robot talk taking over the world. I just know that, did you guys watch Teen Mom OG Reunion last night?
I don't like kids getting pregnant. That's not my type.
But see,
of
that's
show.
What I'm saying. That's what you worry about robots taking over the world. Our moment was Teen Mom. It was invented when we were here.
And you're blank, you got Teen Mom?
Yeah, 16 and pregnant. That was us.
All right.
That's in history.
There you have it, folks.
Yep.
Anything you want to say about today's show? It's only been 9 minutes, Eddie, this whole thing.
Oh, gosh, it felt like 30.
It felt like an hour.
Because you guys just don't like that.
When you went into the Negan thing. And
no, Amy asked me if I'd be a Negan. It's a Walking Dead reference.
If you watch Walking Dead, I want to know if he's going to be a Rick or a Negan.
A bit of both. I think they both can be seen as evil from both sides.
I mean, because I'll join you in whatever fight. I'm going to be on Team Bobby.
Yeah.
I will. Trust me, if this world
you have been
comes
on.
To an
We've
end,
been on the same team for years.
Exactly. I'm not going to jump ship.
Especially when zombies come around.
It's not about the zombies.
If you think the end of the world is coming and I'm not going to be in Bobby's bunker, you're crazy.
It's not about zombies, Eddie. Don't be so short-sighted.
Hold on, Amy. What if your husband's like Bobby?
He'll be on Bobby's team.
Me and her husband will own the world.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're the brains, he's the muscle?
No, we're both.
That'd be the worst bunker to be in. They'd be no fun. They'd be all...
They'd be saving your lives. They'd be saving your lives.
Right. Well, you guys are recreating Teen Mom OG with your paper figures.
I'd be having so much more fun.
Rocking it, baby.
Yeah, like, it's fine. And my kids, they know how to survive, too. We're all in. We're on Team
in
Bobby.
In our bunker, we're like, Lunchbox, I made beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Try it.
Like, that's, we'd be having more fun. We may die quicker, but we're having more fun.
We're building turbines.
Yeah. I created pizza.
My daughter's out scrounging up food and hiding it all over the place because that's what she does.
Oh, man. Okay, well, here's today's show. Enjoy.
Yeah. Okay.
Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
I was reading this story about video games and how beating a video game is as hard as calculus.
Ooh.
Now, I never had video games growing up, not until I got older into college, because I took out my first student loan, because I had my school paid for through scholarships like ACT. Crushed that test. So I did that test. And so, but I took a student loan out because I couldn't afford a video game, and I bought a PS2. And some clothes.
That's all you need in life.
Yeah. So do you feel like you crushed it? It was like calculus?
I can never beat the games, my point. So according to a new study, playing and winning at video games like Super Mario Brothers is as complicated as learning calculus. So they're encouraging kids to play video games. Just don't become addicted to them. If you play for over 4 hours a day, it starts to be addicting.
But 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you say that, but Lunchbox watches that much TV a day.
Yeah. Is that like learning calculus?
It is not.
Oh.
No, I think it's the opposite.
It.
Yeah. Do you let your kid play video games?
Yeah, they play games. And a lot of stuff, too. I feel like it is good for their, I don't know, hand-eye brain coordination. So
they play video games or like tablet games? Like
I guess
learning
it's games.
Games
on their tablets and computer. Oh, we don't have like video games yet.
Mom's
me. We don't have like a system.
Well, I know what I'm getting them.
Yeah. I'm sure you will.
Good one, Bones.
I get them. I bring in the arcade games. I roll them in, the old school ones. All right, let's go check with Morgan number two this morning. Here we go.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
Morning, Morgan number two.
Morning.
All right, what do you have over there?
So there's this new gym where trainers are running along with the people they're training with TV screens on their back so they can watch Netflix while they're outdoor jogging.
Oh my goodness, what?
What?
So they run ahead of you, like they keep pace in front of you so that you can watch their back?
Yeah.
Literally.
Bones likes it, I can tell.
Yeah.
You love
Bobby's
it.
Like, well, is this an app? Where do I download it?
Already I'm thinking of it. How does it work? So you Bluetooth, obviously, to the person's back.
Yes.
My concern would be if you're running and watching TV that you're going to run into something. But if you have a trainer running ahead of you, they're watching out.
Exactly. It's kind of genius.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty good. I'm into that. I hate running, but I'm into that. That's a pretty good idea. Tell me why it's a bad idea. Anything.
I really can't. I'm like, I love when I'm running at the gym and there's a TV on the treadmill. And this is basically that, but even better because you're outdoors.
Yeah, there you go. And that's what 24-year-olds care about.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
Let's get going here on Tuesday.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A big shout out to the Tampa General Hospital. They hosted a prom night for kids and teens stuck in the hospital that had to miss their own school events. 40 patients attended. The idea came from Maddie Glass, a senior at Blake High School in Tampa. Her mom worked at the hospital, so she teamed up with the staff to throw the perfect prom. A local McDonald's and Starbucks donated foods and snacks for the party, and that's pretty cool. Everybody got involved there, especially that kid, huh?
Yeah, love the
Her
whole thing.
Her mom worked there, and so she's like, yeah, we should do that. So there you go. Let's go over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Here's producer Raymundo in Tennessee outside of Nashville. They found the Waffle House shooter. He's now in custody. The public is safe. In Toronto, Canada, a van went on a sidewalk, killed 10 pedestrians. 15 others were injured in the incident. Officials said it was a deliberate act. The suspect is in custody. And finally, in Miami, we're now seeing the video footage of an unruly passenger on a plane. He had to be removed and a stun gun was used. Luckily, everybody is okay. The Bobby Bones
Show. Is it a big deal now, Amy, that your kids are in two separate rooms?
Yeah, it's a huge deal. I mean, it's a game changer at our house.
So what
sure.
happened with that, though?
Okay, so they would not sleep at all when they first got here. Again, they've only been here 4 months, so I'd say the first 2 months were pretty crazy.
So at the orphanage, there were multiple kids sleeping in the same...
Right, so she was in a room probably with 10 other girls, and then he was in a room with 15 other kids his age. So they were not used to being alone. And I kind of thought when they got here, I was so excited, like, this is your room, this is your room, yay, like, go to sleep. And I learned quickly they were not sleeping. So then we started to put them together just so that we could get some rest and built a bunk bed in her room so he could sleep on a bunk and they could still be together.
Did that work?
Yeah, that worked. And it was great. I mean, it was baby steps. Like, we kind of graduated to, like, the different things. And then my husband came downstairs and was like, you're not going to believe this, but... Stevenson's in his own room. And I was like, and she was okay with that? Because it's mostly her that has an issue. And and they both slept through the night. And it's pretty amazing. I don't know that that will happen every single night, but the fact that we're making progress towards that, amazing. I just never thought the day would come. There were times where I was just up late at night, like with them, thinking, when is this going to get better? And now we're crossing little bridges where I'm like, okay. I can breathe now. Like, this is amazing.
Amy would come in whenever our kids first got to America.
Oh, exhausted.
And she'd say, I can't even see straight. Like, I just stayed up all night and I laid on the floor.
Yeah.
Because what,
they wouldn't
your
want me to leave. Yeah. I mean, it was just a whole thing. And
do they still sleep with lights on?
They have these little night lights, but they turn them off at some point. Yeah. There's these little dolls that light up at school.
I have those too. Though. Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty cool. Well, congratulations. It's cool. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. I wonder if I'd like this movie, A Quiet Place. You know, the one where John Krasinski directed from The Office?
Yeah.
What's the premise of this movie, Mike D?
So it takes place in 2020, and there's like these monsters that have taken over the world. And all they can't see, but they can hear. So you have to be quiet and not make any sound.
So if you make a sound, they eat you or what?
Yeah, they come out and they eat you.
Huh. Whoa. And is the movie quiet the whole time?
I'd say like the first 40 minutes are pretty quiet.
Wow, so you can hear everything in the theater?
Yeah.
That's why I told you that people were having a hard time eating their snacks during the movie because it was awkward.
That's weird. Yeah.
I liked Get Out, and I don't like scary movies. I have nightmares still, so I don't watch them. But I liked Get Out. Is this more like Get Out?
Yeah, it's more of a thriller.
I saw it was the biggest, I guess, second biggest movie of the year so far this year. Black Panther at 1 and A Quiet Place at number 2.
Wow.
That and I want to watch that I, Tonya. Who watched I, Tonya?
I did.
Is it good?
You know, it's a good movie, but I already know the story. So, like, if you already know the story, like, I saw that 30 for 30 on it, and it's kind of the same thing except with actors.
But I don't think most people saw the 30 for 30 yet.
If you don't know the Tonya Harding story, you're going to love this movie.
Like, because I knew what happened in Titanic, but I love the movie.
And isn't her mom a big part of this? And that wasn't in 30 for 30 so much.
Mom's a big part of it. The husband's a big part of it. The whole story is really good. Acting's awesome.
Jeff Galuli?
Yeah, dude. Hilarious. And they're just so dumb. Her husband and the bodyguard, they're just dumb and they like exaggerate that. It's actually kind of funny.
Anyone else see movies? At
no.
all? I gotta start get back on the movie train.
Just too much TV?
Yeah.
Too much Netflix.
There's too many good shows that movies don't interest me. Like, I was going to try to watch Up and cry this past weekend, and I started watching Walking Dead.
Oh, you didn't do your appointment cry?
Mm-mm. I tried.
You're supposed to schedule a sad movie and get it all out.
But I thought, if I watch Up and I waste 90 minutes, I could have watched 2 episodes of Walking Dead and then caught up.
But Walking Dead's not going to give you an emotional release.
It did, just a different one.
Okay.
At one point, they started lighting the zombies on fire, and I was like, oh, it's so cool.
Emotions.
Yeah, emotions. So, when's A Quiet Place come out on anything I can watch? I'm not going to a theater. That's just disgusting.
You gotta go, man.
I'm sure soon it'll be available on iTunes where you can pay the extra. Like, you're gonna have to pay a lot to watch it right away. Like, not rent, but you can probably buy it for $14.99.
When's Black Panther come out?
It's already out.
You can buy it?
Yeah.
No, what? You can't watch it at home? My daughter wanted to try to buy it. All we could get was the trailer.
You can buy Black Panther on your computer now?
Oh, you probably have to pay that full price, which I refuse to do.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Listen, these kids, they want to watch every movie in the world. We can't be Yeah, so I rent it in SD because it's a dollar cheaper than HD.
That a girl.
Yeah.
They're all pinching the pennies over there. Yeah. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Brothers Osborne pranked John Party with a photo on Instagram. They superimposed his face onto the body of rapper Cardi B and called it Party B. It's pretty fantastic. So if you want to check it out, just go to bobbybones.com. So Angelina Jolie is teaching her 9-year-old son, Knox, how to fly a plane. She earned a pilot's license about 14 years ago, and she said it makes her super happy that he wants to discover how to fly a plane. He just needs some help with the pedals, but it won't be long till he gets it down. Again, he's 9 years old. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Jill Harper was driving home in Sandusky, Ohio last week, and she saw something you don't see every day. A baby hanging from the roof gutter of a house. Did you know this story?
No, I don't know this.
She quickly jumped out of her car. She ran over to help the toddler. She knocked on the door. Nobody answered. When the tot let go of the gutter, she was there to catch him. The 18-month-old little guy wasn't hurt, but police say he got around a security gate for babies on the second floor of the house and then climbed through a partially open window onto a roof.
Oh, my goodness.
His mom was using the bathroom. The mother wasn't charged. Everybody's happy. But how about that? She sees a baby hanging off the roof and then pulls. The baby held on, which was crazy to me. So a big shout out to her. Yeah. Jill Harper.
I'd be like, oh, that's weird home decoration.
Yeah. Whoa, what people are hanging from their house nowadays.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Brooklyn, New York. A mail carrier has been busted with 17,000 pieces of mail that he didn't deliver. He became overwhelmed and just started keeping the mail at his house in his SUV. Neighbors reported seeing bags of mail in his car.
Wow.
They came and they found 20 bags full of mail.
I wonder if he was going through looking for money. I know he was keeping it because he got overwhelmed, but I would think you'd try to find the ones that had a little something in it, too, if you're going to keep them.
I don't know.
All the mail was unopened.
All of it? So he just couldn't handle it.
He couldn't keep up with the... It was coming in too fast.
Do you look at the magazines? Like, let's say you get the occasional Sports Illustrated.
I don't know, but
you're already breaking the law.
Okay. He's facing 5 years in prison. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Eddie saw someone famous walking around at Lowe's. Would Amy know this person?
I think Amy would probably know his music.
Do you know this song, Amy?
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
Do you know that?
I mean, maybe? No.
How about this one? How about this one?
I know this vibe. Yeah, it's like 70s.
Vibe. This vibe. How about this one? You know this one.
Is it any wonder? Too much time on my hands.
Y'all, I just struck out.
Three for three.
I don't really know this.
Amy, you're telling me if you saw this guy at Lowe's, you wouldn't recognize him?
I don't know. I need to. I don't know. I don't. Y'all are telling me I might know his music, but no.
Who is it, Eddie?
His name's Tommy Shaw. He's the lead singer of Styx.
Come sail away. Come sail away.
Shopping at Lowe's.
What, would you not expect him to be shopping at Lowe's?
No, man.
What was he buying?
I expect to see this guy out maybe on the road in a Ferrari, just like hair blowing in the wind.
Oh, is he a hairband?
He was, yeah. Google net worth, Styx.
Nice.
Yeah. So here's what we'll do. If you've seen anyone talk to him, did you talk, by the way?
No way. No chance. I wasn't going to get near him.
Why?
Why?
Because he's like famous. Like, he's out there shopping.
Does he have big hair still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's how I recognize the big blonde hair.
Is there a net worth?
18 million?
Of Styx or just him?
That's
He's
him.
Worth $18 million?
At Lowe's.
Yeah, Eddie, people
just
shop
chilling,
at Lowe's.
Man.
Rich
oh my
people
gosh.
Shop at Lowe's.
I have my story, and I was shocked this person was concerned about price. I forgot about it.
What?
Remember I told you I saw Miley Cyrus's sister, Brandy Cyrus. When I was getting balloons for my daughter's birthday party, she was there, and she was getting this one particular balloon, and she goes, oh, yeah, I like that one, but how much is it? And I was like, what? I just didn't expect her to be asking the price
but
of the balloon.
But is she famous, though?
But she's probably rich.
Yeah, she's Miley Cyrus. Yeah, I mean, I just thought, I mean, no balloons in there were like crazy expensive, but I just was like, what up? Look at you. Stars are just like us. Asking prices.
What's Billy Ray's net worth, Mike D?
Yeah, she's, yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus'
daughter.
But is
he still at home and dad's
But, I mean,
like...
I knew who she was, and I'm not, I mean, I knew who Brandi Cyrus was, and I saw her. I mean.
20 million, Billy
wow.
Ray.
Yeah.
What's Miley's name?
Probably hundreds of millions.
Ooh, I don't know about hundreds.
Really? Are you sure?
That's
Hannah
a
Montana?
Lot of millions.
That's a lot of, that's a.
160.
160?
Wow, that, she
That's
was
not
right.
hundreds.
So
200
close.
Is hundreds.
Okay, sorry. You're right. 160 million.
Miley's
so.
Worth $160 million.
Yes, and her sister cares about balloon prices.
Is Brandi Cyrus?
Yeah, but that's not her money, Amy. Like,
I still feel like if that was my sister, I would share the love.
Her name's Brandi or Bindi?
Brandi.
What? How much?
2 million.
What? 2 million? Yes!
Being her sister?
Well, she probably does been. Other yeah. things.
Okay, okay, all right.
And then she probably has like tons of money just cause.
Let's do that just cause. Just cause.
I'm just figuring. I just was like really like,
leftovers
whoa.
Around the side
I
of the house.
I almost thought for a second there's no way that's her because she just asked the price of the balloon.
So if you've seen anyone famous out and about recently at all, I always like famous people stories. Call and tell us.
Yeah, she's an actor. She was on Zoe 101. Duh.
Duh. Talking about just running into famous people out in random places. Nikki in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning. First time caller here.
Hey! Who'd you see?
I saw Idina Menzel.
Oh, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. How was she?
I didn't know it was her until later in the day.
Why? Was she much smaller?
No, I didn't know quite what she looked like, and I was going to see Wicked that day. So I saw her in the morning, in a bathroom, actually. Didn't know who she was, and then later that day, she was up on stage, and I was like, oh, wow.
You know, the thing with celebrities, they are always much smaller, because we see them on TV, and we go, wow, bigger than life. And then you meet them, and you go, oh, well, aren't you a cute little button?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Let's do one more. Hey, Sarah in Arkansas. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Who did you see?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, Arkansas native Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
In Malvern by any chance?
No, I saw him in Santa Fe, New Mexico. My mom lived out there, and we were eating dinner at the shed. And she looked up. She goes, there's Billy Bob Thornton. I'm like, no way. Yeah, it is. So we walked over to him, and he was super nice. We talked about Malvern and when he would go to the horse races in Hot Springs, took a picture with us, was as nice as could be.
That's cool. Yeah, old Billy Bob's from right around where I'm from.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, we're very proud of our people that, you know, represent us well.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Bob, Brooks Robinson.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, but
yeah, that was the first one that came to my mind.
That's the easy one.
Yeah,
yeah. Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton,
President Mike Huckabee was. They're from, you know, from the same town. Bill Clinton,
Bill
and Mike Huckabee.
They are
from Hope, Arkansas. That's
I've seen the sign.
So my friend Courtney's from too. From Hope. Yeah, how about that? Tell me if this story's funny or not. So I get on an airplane and I'm flying, and I see the person next to me start Googling my name, and I'm like, "Ooh, look at me! I get a little puffy." Like, like yeah. Wow. I'm like, "Yeah, your boy getting a little famous, huh?" Like,
yeah,
you
know, just Google me.
Poke my chest out a little bit. What happened was, a listener had come up to me, and I had taken a picture on the airplane, and so they didn't know who I was, and so they're trying to Google me. And this is what happens: they Google me. And they hit enter, and they see who I am, and they go, oh, man. And they put their phone down. Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it. All my puff went.
Yeah. That's funny. Hey, keep it humble.
Yeah. That's how I live, man. Hey, what's the deal with cottage cheese? Because here's what happens. I eat the same thing all the time for a month, sometimes 2 months. I don't like to change it up. The more options I have, the more time I spend with these options.
Yeah, I wish I was more like you. Okay, go.
So same breakfast every day, same lunch every day. I switch up dinner a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I started eating cottage cheese a couple days ago. I just feel so
I don't eat it because it's dairy.
Really?
Yeah. And it's really high in sodium. That could be your problem. Cottage cheese is very high in sodium, so you probably feel puffy. So I don't know if there's a low sodium option.
Puffy. There's nothing you can eat that tastes good that it's...
Doesn't have salt?
It just is good for you. The better it tastes, the worse it's for you. That's just it.
It's true.
Think about that. The better it tastes, so what is it? Is it important to you to look better? Or taste better.
Yeah. Or even feel better.
Nah.
Well, you just said you feel bleh.
I do. But I didn't know why. I ate a bunch of cottage cheese the last couple days and a little fruit on top.
Yeah.
I need me a little energy in the morning. I change it up.
I didn't even go
a full month on this one. I've been having these, well, they're not really donuts. They're just in the shape of a donut. So I feel like they're donuts for like the last 2 months.
I trick myself like that
sometimes.
What is it?
If it's not a donut.
It's like a healthy, like... probably low carb type paleo bread, but in the shape
sugar
of a donut.
All over it?
No sugar. Don't be crazy.
No.
Yeah, more like
I have to find me a more sensible breakfast then.
Yeah, you do. I'm almost certain it's the sodium, and then also you don't eat that much dairy, so your body might be like, ugh.
Never.
Well, you're eating it with cottage cheese.
And then when I do, do you guys ever go to the bathroom and take your computer with you?
Of course.
Okay, just making sure.
No. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Get a lot of work done in there.
Yeah, and I usually don't, but I have recently. So I just put
is it the cottage cheese?
I don't know, but I just put my laptop on my knees. This is I can get so much done. Another thing I've been doing is, like when I will pee, I used to text and stuff on my other hand, and now I'm afraid I'm going to drop the phone in the toilet because it slipped the other day, and it slipped out of my hand, and instead of falling in the toilet, I took it and swung it hit it up against the wall because I didn't want it to go in the water.
Fun game.
So as it was falling, I went, oh no! And so I just took it and spiked it into the wall, and luckily the case saved it and nothing broke. But it's either going in or hitting the wall, and I took the wall.
And if it went in, you wouldn't go back.
It's so expensive. I don't know. That's a game time decision, man.
Man,
it depends what's down in the valley.
Yeah. Well, mine recently went into the toilet with nothing in the toilet.
Oh, I would go in for that. Yeah,
I went in, and it was fine because our new ones are waterproof.
Yeah, I don't.
They
know
are.
Trust
I'm
that.
Telling you, and mine's even so cracked, and it's still nothing has been wrong with it. It's amazing.
Never gonna get it. According to a new study, 1 in 4 people admit to not using this. 1 in 4 people say they don't use this, which means most do. Never gonna get it is. 1 of 4 people admit to not using this. Jessica in Ohio, hello.
Hi,
wearing
a seatbelt?
Ah, no, that is not the answer. Man, back in the day, all the young ones listening, back in the day when they started making us wear seatbelts as a law, we were blown away.
Yeah.
We're like, you're going to make us wear our seatbelts? Because nobody wore their seatbelts.
No.
But now I can't imagine. It feels weird if I don't have it on just sitting in my car.
Yeah. No, if I even put my car in reverse in the parking lot of the grocery store and we're going 1 mile an hour, my son's like, Mom, I'm not buckled yet. Stop. Yep. And like as a kid, like I was never buckled.
And then there would be all these studies where you should leave your seatbelt off. So if you fly out of your car, you're safe. We were so dumb. But no, that's not it.
And be sure when you get in a wreck to stay limp.
Yes.
Before don't tense up.
Let your body be loose. Yeah. Amy, what do you think it is? 1 of 4 people do not do this.
Use a calculator.
No. Lunchbox?
Use floss.
Eddie?
Nail clipper.
Oh. What? Hey, Bobby in Tampa. What you got?
Is it washing your hands?
It is not. Appreciate that, though. 1 of 4 people do not use deodorant.
Oh guys, come
really?
On.
Yeah, that's the deal. 1 of 4 people don't use deodorant. Sorry about that. Did you see the Instagram of The Rock with his baby?
Yes. It was so crazy. His bicep was 2 times bigger than the baby.
He has a tiny little girl, huh?
Tiny.
Or is he just so big?
I think he's that big. We have this debate at my house often.
How big The Rock is?
Oh, the kids, they love The Rock because he's in a lot of kid-type movies. And my husband's always like, I'm as big as that guy. And then he flexes and the kids are like, no way, Dad. You're not. No way, Dad. And every
he should
time,
compare himself to someone like me and look bigger instead of The Rock and look smaller.
Yeah, he needs to see that picture of the baby and I'll be like, okay, you're this big?
I always wonder about The Rock because he's so big.
So big?
Like, let's say you and The Rock are smooching, right?
Okay.
That's a lot of dude. Mm-hmm. Is that attractive to you? Like, he's so big.
I mean, I like The Rock, but he's pretty big.
So
like,
big.
I'm not into the major... body, I don't know. I mean, didn't he get pec implants, though?
Back in the day, I believe. I
wonder if he got bicep implants. They're huge.
I mean, I watch those workout videos he does. I can't imagine those are implants. He's just a big dude. He's also genetically a big dude. His dad was a big dude. You know, he played football at the University of Miami. His dad was a wrestler.
Oh.
So, he comes from
a line of big dudes.
Unlike myself.
What's your line?
I don't know, man. I got on 23andMe. And I was going through 23andMe, and you can find all these third cousins.
Are they big?
anybody jacked up in there?
Anybody
The Rock?
Not jacked up. I don't see any pictures of them, but I just wonder, do I really want to reach out and pull the headache into my life?
What do you mean headache?
Oh. And does a third cousin really matter?
Well, why do you have to go negative? What if it's the biggest amazing blessing in your life ever, like meeting that person?
You know, That's not how I work, Anne.
I know.
It's just not how I work. I go, ugh.
You well, do, it's cool you realize that, yeah. though.
But I'm not close. I don't really have a lot of family that I'm super close to.
And then what if they're like, why'd this guy reach out to me? What a headache.
I know. I know. I think that, too, because I am a headache.
Okay.
Like, I talked to my cousin some. I talked to her the other night because I have double cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to my stepdad a bit. But
that's about all you got room for?
It's not room. Like, I have room in my heart. But what's happened is...
Yeah, sounds like
you know it. How when you'd work with asbestos and it would fill your lungs up and you can never get rid of it?
What?
You know, and
you're
that's
comparing
what
your family yes, yes. to asbestos?
No, I'm comparing my heart to asbestos. Like, it's
oh,
got all this
heart.
It's got
yeah.
all this bad asbestos. I can't
yes.
move that asbestos out
oh,
for room
okay.
for other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just been such asbesticized. And so, it's hard.
Okay. Well, I mean, houses, you can't have it removed. So, you just got to get in there and scrape it out or something.
I know. That's just tough, though. Who's going in?
You have to pay somebody.
Yeah. You know what happened? I resetted all my cookies on my computer and I lost all my passwords.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, it's the worst because here's what I don't know. Cell phone numbers? Done. How to get places because of GPS? Done. Computer passwords? Nope. So I'm just struggling. Last night I was sending Mike D a message like, hey, can you get me into my email? I was trying Morgan number two. Hey, can you get my Instagram? I have no idea. I've been locked out of everything.
Yeah.
This is the worst. It's like a horror movie. It's like at the Quiet Place. But there's still noise. But I can't get in anywhere. Yes, here, this person met The Rock and put him on. Hey, Lisa in Virginia, is The Rock big?
Rock is big. He's a big dude. And when he tries to hug you, he tries to do it soft so he's not like smushing you.
No, I do that sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
No, I get smushed. No, you heard that wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
his arms are like the size of somebody's thighs.
Yeah.
But his Instagram to him and his baby is pretty cool. Baby looks tiny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Emma Burnett is a mother of two. She's overweight, been smoking cigarettes her whole life. She says, I need to change my life. I need something to challenge me. She goes online, finds this race through the Sahara Desert, 155 miles, and she does it. She says, I just wanted to accomplish something to change my life, and now I'm on the right path.
Wait, wow. She runs 155 miles?
Yes, through the Sahara Desert.
How many days?
It doesn't say how many days or time, but she completed the 155-mile race.
In the desert, yeah.
I'm in pretty good shape, and even I don't look at that and go, that sounds appealing. Wow, look at her. How much weight did she lose, do you know?
It doesn't say, but she did raise some money for Parkinson's disease, but she said she's on a new path.
Wow, look at that. There you go. Tell me something good.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Garth Brooks teased a few weeks ago that he has a big announcement coming soon, and it could be that he's going back out on tour.
Well, count me in.
Yeah, I'd go back.
The pain.
He just can't stop.
And he's got a couple. Would you stop? He just dominated the world. That makes me want to dominate even harder.
Yeah, six times in every city.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to make you just like chill.
That's my nickname in college.
Six, what?
What?
6 times in every city?
Yeah.
Don't snort at that, Amy.
I can't help it. So if Blake Shelton marries Gwen Stefani, he says Luke Bryan won't be officiating, even though Luke definitely offered. Blake did admit he thinks about marrying Gwen. It's just probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Imagine the pressure of being in a high-level romance where everybody's watching you, even together, even on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, constantly with the wedding questions. That's why I don't have a girlfriend, because I can't take the questions anymore.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah.
I made me. That's your 30-second skinny.
The best part was both of you guys reacted to that the same way. With sarcasm. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I wanted to tell you about this new puzzle game that I've been playing called Best Fiends. Yeah, you heard me right. Best Fiends. I'm loving it. I think you will, too. I've been pulling up my phone whenever I have downtime. Traveling. Listen, everybody on the show is playing it, and we are not alone because 80 million other people have also downloaded Best Fiends. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of characters. Just try it and you'll see what I mean. Play by yourself or connect with friends or family to compete. They update the game all the time, so there's always something new and fun to try. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game. You have to check it out for yourself. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, as in friends, but without the R. It's called Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game that I've been playing. Like when I travel, I'm on an airplane, or if I'm sitting around waiting between meetings, It's a game I pull up. Best Fiends. F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like Friends, but without the R. Check that out.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of car does a cowboy drive?
What kind of car does a cowboy drive?
Audi.
Audi, partner. Yeah, get it.
Oh,
Audi. Okay,
yeah.
No.
Okay. That was.
Eddie, did you get it until
no, I didn't until you said partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Audi, partner.
Did you hear her just say, I'm the. Don't take it from the professional joke show. Yeah,
okay, I could add partner, but Audi, partner isn't a car. Audi is a car.
Yeah, but Audi, partner.
Audi. He drives it.
Let's vote on this.
I like
we
it.
Don't
okay,
need to.
Fine. I like it. You win.
This wasn't a competition.
He's helping
like
you, Amy.
I was trying to help you, give you a little assistance.
Eddie, did you get it before?
Oh, she goes
no.
again.
Hey, it's my turn now.
Jealous voice. That's jealous.
I'm just kidding,
voice.
But I thought I worked. Oh, the thing is, I worked on my delivery on that one, and I still. Didn't do what was good.
It was good.
It should have.
It was good. There, yes.
Audi.
Audi, partner.
That was the Morning Corny.
Thank you. So, I'm going to be honest, is that I use Blue Apron. Lunchbox uses Blue Apron. It's not a commercial, by the way. I just want to say this before I tell you how big of an idiot I am.
Uh-oh.
Lunchbox uses Blue Apron. Raymond now uses it. Right, Raymond?
Yep.
And you're paying for it, huh?
Yeah, whole card, cold hard cash.
Why didn't you tell me? I could probably get that hooked up.
I mean, I was hoping maybe eventually.
We'll have a talk. I'll have my people talk to your people.
Yes!
Which means just me and you in the hall. But yes. there's a part of this, and I read the menu always inside the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is Kung Pao Chicken with stir-fried now peas and sweet peppers. Listeners are saying it's stir-fried snow peas. There's just a typo, and I keep calling them now peas.
Oh! Snow I'm not peas would make more sense.
It does. I know, but I'm not sure what's right. Morgan, number two, can you vet this?
Yeah.
Tell me if it's now peas or snow peas. Because I'm going to tell you something about these listeners. You can't do anything. They'll let you know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want people to know that I know. Also, another housekeeping thing is that we're doing Tell Me Something Good at 55 after all the hours now. Instead of doing it all at once, we spread it out so more people can hear it.
Yeah. So you do a story and then like an yeah. hour later, lunchbox.
That's right. Tuesday's top five right now. Number five. I believe most people are good from Luke. Good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. Number four, Heaven. Everybody from Kane Brown. Like I still enjoy this one when it comes on the radio. Like it's not burnt on me yet. Saying how it's gonna I like the snaps so too. Good, so beautiful. Meant to be. I still like this one too. It's number three. Is this the number one this last week? This isn't right, is it? Yeah, I don't think this is right. I think Meant to Be was the number one song last week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's up there with the now peas.
Yeah. I don't know why I have a wrong list. I believe most people are good. Kane Brown is at four. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. You Make It Easy from Al Dean's at three. You make it easy. Brett Eldridge, The Long Way at two. Take me the long the song's not going to hit number one, but
really?
what a powerful number two, man. Yeah. One of his strongest songs ever, and just how it works, it's not going to hit number one. It's such a good song.
So good.
But it went up against this monster, Meant to Be, which should be number one for many weeks, and it probably won't be, but it should be, because it's just good. That's your number one song this week. Congratulations to B.B. Rexha and FGL. So won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. I always like how people go, nah, that song's so simple. Okay, if it's simple, then you write it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Sam Hunt had a lot of that with Body Like a Back Girl. They're like, come on, it's the simplest song ever. If it's so simple, then why don't you write one, numbnuts?
Yeah, they didn't come up with hips like honey.
Yeah.
So thick and so sweet. Exactly.
If everything was simple, you'd be doing it too. That's what's annoying. They're like, Bobby, you just radio show so simple. Yeah, you probably got a point there. Zed, The Middle, fourth week in a row at number one. Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? And over on the rhythmic side, this is the best Post Malone song, Psycho. Of all of his whole record, this is the best song. Right, pick on a psycho, little mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on. Amy, don't act like you knew it.
I can,
she starts dancing. Come on, be honest.
I can appreciate the beat.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm in.
No, maybe Psycho's not. Maybe, I don't know. What? What's the best? What's my favorite Post Malone song, Mike Fall D?
Apart.
Oh, yeah. Fall, yeah.
Oh,
fall
you
apart.
Had to ask.
Mike, no, Mike D knows.
No.
I know Mike D knows.
Because it's the one I listen to a lot all the time.
Bobby just basically called me a poser, and then he's like, wait a second.
I'm not dealing with it.
He's not laughing.
He knows, because I play it all the time out loud.
Okay. I know he knows. That's fine.
Don't be jealous. Amy, don't be jealous.
This
Amy's
is nothing to
everyone.
She's snapping at Eddie today.
Whoa.
At Mike D.
Eddie was a joke, and that I wasn't even snapping at Mike D. I was making fun of you, not him. Did you miss that?
Snap.
Yeah.
Why are you still poking right now?
Because I was feeling that beat, and you were calling me out on it.
Because
you're like,
what
Amy,
you
can't feel that beat.
You can't feel the beat.
And I'm like, yes, I can.
There you go. I'm good. Okay, thank you. I'm tired of being batted around
else?
Here.
What
no, I'm done. I'm done with you guys. I'm going home.
Come on, man.
Out of here.
You can't
see,
go home.
Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow. That's the end of the show. Goodbye. Hey, do you want this boy band list? These are the top 5 boy band songs, according to some magazine.
Like of all time?
Yeah, but I have my list, which I feel like is probably a little better than their list. But these are, it's Billboard, not some random
random guys putting the list together.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Yeah. Where the top 5 songs? Number 5, NSYNC, "Tearing Up My Heart."
Oh, good one.
Number 4, "What Makes You Beautiful" from One Direction. You know that one? Because that's what makes you beautiful.
Yes.
Number 3, The Beatles, "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
They're a boy band.
You know, I guess it goes into your definition. They're boys in a band.
Okay. I thought boy band was like, you know, from the 90s.
But are Boys to Men a boy band? They're a vocal group.
True.
And if you put instruments in their hands, I think it's just a bunch of dudes singing harmonies, right?
Okay.
Cool.
Multiple
All
dudes
right.
singing harmonies.
I can appreciate that.
The Jackson 5, "I Want You Back," and the number 1 boy band song is the Backstreet Boys, "I Want It That Way."
Oh, that is my jam.
I like to give you the real 3, number 1.
Throw that one away.
I have a clip.
What is that?
Trash. Garbage, as
some,
I would say.
Some silly magazine.
Yeah. Okay. Number 3, NSYNC, "Gone."
You're gone,
baby girl.
Baby,
you're
gone.
Girl, you're gone,
baby girl. You're gone.
Underrated. NSYNC "Gone" when they started to get mature.
Yeah. Bobby likes the mature boy
bands.
I like
mature
bands.
Hey, Morgan, number 2. You're 24. What do you think about that NSYNC song?
I honestly don't know it.
Oh, she's too young. She's too young.
I know NSYNC, but I don't know that song.
Yeah.
But that's mature NSYNC. You don't know that?
Yeah, that's mature NSYNC.
No, if I don't.
Okay. Number 2, best boy band songs of all time.
But my love is all I have to give.
This one, do the chair dance and the hat. This is kind of middle Backstreet Boy. I used to know all the words to this. My roommate Courtney and I used to wake up and sing it every morning.
Wow. And look in the mirror and sing to each other, right?
No, you don't need a mirror. We just sing to each other. We need the mirror.
I don't know what he does to make you cry. But I'll be there to make you smile. I don't have no fancy car to get to you. I walk 1,000 miles.
Man, that was a jam.
Is that mature?
It's middle.
Yeah, middle?
Yeah. But the number 1 boy band song of all time.
I'm curious.
Ooh.
It's not even a question.
Are you taking it way back?
No.
Oh.
I think he's staying true boy band fashion.
Right
okay,
here.
Okay.
Right here. They only really had a hit and a half.
Oh.
98?
Come on. Say it if you think you know it.
Hold on. Girls for the Summer.
Yes.
For the Summer.
No.
Do Kids on the Block. Had a bunch of hits.
You're
Chinese.
Thinking of Summer Girls. And I do know all the words to that song, which I'm pretty proud of.
Okay, give me one more hit.
Ooh,
who was the band that had that TV show?
98
O-Town.
Degrees?
O-Town. All or Nothing.
Oh.
Cause I want it all, or nothing at all. There's nowhere left to fall. When you reach the bottom, it's now or never. Is it all?
Come on.
Are we just friends?
Just you, man.
Just me.
Just you on that one.
You guys don't agree with that? Favorite boy band song, Amy?
I mean, I would have to go "I Want It That Way," Backstreet Boys. Because that just makes me think of my senior year of high school.
Yeah. Morgan, number 2, you're like 11. What's your favorite?
I love Bye Bye Bye.
Oh,
dear. Oh,
her microphone just died again.
Why did you do that?
Please.
Oh. For those that can't hear her because their microphone doesn't work, she said NSYNC,
no,
Bye
I think
Bye
they
Bye.
Heard this.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Which is also a good one.
I'm going to flip out one day. I'm going to flip out in this room and just start trashing the equipment. And then it, somehow, after I trash the equipment, it's going to work better than it already did.
That'd be cool. And don't worry, I'll be videotaping it all.
Nothing works. A Michigan couple with 13 children, all sons, welcomed another baby, and it was a boy. They have 14 boys.
14.
What's happening? What are they eating?
I don't know. They just have really strong boy things.
They weren't too surprised when their new son, Finley Sheboygan, entered the world. As in the family's tradition, they waited until the birth to learn the baby's sex. We got all boys, so it's what we're used to, the dad says. That's insane to me that not even one of them's a girl.
Not even one. Ugh. And I mean, do they keep trying till they get a girl?
At this point, yeah. You have 14. What's the difference in 17?
It's true.
I'm sure those babies are shooting out there. Anyway, just.
No time to give birth.
Yeah, it's like, all right, here we go. Lift your leg. Baby. Before. First
have
of all,
you looked at their family photo?
That's a bunch of kids, first of all. Let's just. Aside from the boy, that's a bunch of
crazy.
Kids.
It's crazy.
But then all dudes.
Yeah.
What's the family photo?
The
look
family
like?
Photo, it's just amazing. It's like this whole line of people. It's like, da, 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 but all boys. That mom, that poor mom, she's the only girl.
I mean, 14, that's crazy. 14 kids is crazy. 14 boys. That's insane.
Yeah.
Here's some audio from last night. I was watching American Idol. I have two clips here. And this Katie Turner, she's the really awkward one. She's really one of my favorites. And she's so awkward until she gets on stage with a guitar. And then she did Havana acoustically.
Havana, ooh, nana. How come my heart is in Havana, ooh, nana.
It was so good. And they're really up in their production game. They're going to start, I think, next week for the first time a show's ever done this. It's live everywhere at once. There's no West Coast. And you vote during the show. And by the end of the show, they have the winners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So you get on the phone and you vote. And by the end of it, they know. And it's done.
Her voice is so amazing.
And it just does. You don't expect it to come from her.
No, not at all. Zero.
He took me back 2 weeks to Atlanta. Na, na, na. Oh, but my heart is in Havana. There's something about his manners. Havana, ooh, na, na.
And then there's this Maddie Pope, who's singer-songwriter girl.
Walk like an Egyptian.
I like the girls on this season. Like, I think they're good. All the dudes sound the same. Well, it's kind of like country music, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the, insert the next dude into the lineup. Here's this dude. Pluck. Oh. Well, so yeah, there's that.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Hey, mate.
Volunteers in San Antonio, Texas have been busy measuring, cutting, sanding, and drilling wood to create 20 bunk beds that are going to go to families in need. It's the San Antonio chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and they work to assemble these beds and pass them out to families, especially bunk beds, because a lot of times kids are sharing rooms. And it's just a way to give them a safe, like, comfortable place to sleep. And the nonprofit has a goal of completing 500 beds by the end of the year.
That's cool. That's cool right there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, listen to this story. This girl, Jasmine, goes to Atlantic City with her boyfriend. This is in January. So April. I don't even know to count months backwards. I don't even know why I'm acting like that. But so we're back in January. She goes to Atlantic City. They play Baccarat in a casino. And win $500,000, okay? Mm. He's playing, he wins $500,000 playing Baccarat. So she claims they agreed to split whatever money they won, but he dumped her and then refused to share the earnings.
Rude.
Whose money is it? Because I would play sometimes, and I would be with people as I play, or I'd be with people as they play. Whoever's money it is whose money it is. Now, she's saying that she and her then-boyfriend had agreed to split the winnings, but he dumped her and then upgraded girlfriends.
See?
But would she not upgrade if something happened to her? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know their situation. But yeah, leave
right,
it
exactly.
To
you don't. So, and here you are making judgments and you don't know their situation.
Well, if he told her, I'll go halvesies with
how
you.
How do we know that?
Well, did she record him?
No, she didn't. Jasmine claims that when she started taking interest to play alongside, their fortune started to change. I kind of figured it out when I was watching, she said, is the couple kept winning. They bragged about their good fortune on social media. Finally made it. 26, sitting on $500,000, he wrote on Facebook. Listen, again, I don't know the story, but what a problem to have, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You make $500,000 playing Baccarat? I don't even know play Baccarat.
I was about to ask you what it was.
I don't even know what Baccarat is. I don't even know what Burt Baccarat is. I don't know. But that's crazy. He had to be playing with some serious cash. You don't make $500,000 from $10.
Oh. It takes money to win money.
It does, for the most part. Unless you hit one of those slots. And that's so rare. Mm. You ever hit a slot machine?
I mean, for not that much.
You know what we are considering still is Ubering a dog. You know, we do the segment Will It Uber? And so...
Whose dog?
Well, that's the thing. I think Morgan number two's dog.
Yeah.
Because she has a small dog.
Good size. Yeah. Good size dog.
It's someone might be like, oh, I want this cute dog.
Right. Like, the risk is that they would kidnap the dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It has to be a cute dog.
Morgan number two, how do you feel about this?
It's not happening.
Okay. Anyone have a dog? Lunch dogs are too big. Mm-hmm. Morgan number two's... How much... Come on.
Money
there
talks.
There is the risk that somebody will take her and... You couldn't pay me $1 million to lose that dog.
We have a picture. Yeah, you could pay you
$1 million.
You
know who the Uber is.
Nah.
Yeah.
Million?
I would take $1 million.
Yeah, Morgan two, that dog is my life.
Uber, I told y'all, my children, for $1 million?
Listen, Morgan number two.
No, it's not.
We have their picture. We have how many stars
Yeah,
they
you
get.
Know no. how to find them.
Guys, Uber, you're never going to convince me of this one.
But these are vetted
You can
employees.
Make me do anything, but
how, let me tell you
with my
how
dog.
Vetted. I got into Uber the other day. Listen, I get into Uber, and we're in Denver, and we get into the car. Uber drives up, and I'm, you know, we've been flying all day. I was a little tired. And so we had about a 45-minute drive through traffic. So I was ready to get my nap stage, you know, get all relaxed and lay back. And we get in, and the Uber driver goes, guess what? It's my birthday.
Okay. Then what?
Cool.
And I'm going, oh no. First of all, this poor girl's working on her birthday. She obviously didn't want to. And then I think she's also hitting me up for tips at the same time, because why else would you say it's your birthday?
Sure. Oh, right.
I mean, as soon as I get in the car, hey, it's my birthday. And then she goes, how old are you?
Oh.
And I was like, She goes, I bet you're young. I felt like I was on the Bozo show when I was five. Like, how old are you, kid? It was a whole thing.
Yeah. You didn't have
and
time
then
for
she,
that.
No. And then she's playing music, and it's the most vulgar hip hop.
Oh.
Just, I'm talking, beep, beep, mother, beep, beep. And she goes, is this music okay? I wasn't going to say no, because she might stab me. Oh, yeah, and her birthday, yeah. But, yeah, it was a whole weird experience.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then we got out of the car, and I was like, happy birthday. And I shut the door, moved on. But I'm still trying to get that dog. What if we made a donation to a doggy charity of your choice to save other dogs, Morgan number two?
No, you risk losing my dog in the process. I'm not doing that. That dog's a special dog to me.
Not well, even yeah. for us?
Guys, she is like my child.
No.
She really is.
No.
Not even for the show?
Bobby.
What?
No,
yes, I would have done my dog.
Okay.
No problem.
I was going to ask that, and then I was like, no.
And no one loves their dog more than I do.
Yeah.
And Bones, you would have done your dog. Amy's offering her kids.
Yeah.
And Morgan, too, won't
Morgan, too, won't even okay. put her fake cat
Eddie,
out there.
Would you do your kids?
No.
What about your dog?
No, well, my dog, I would totally do my dog, but she'd run away. Like, for sure, the door would open and she's gone.
Not in the back of the car. Someone's there.
Leash
right,
it up.
Let's do Coachella. So send her off.
We can do your dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will it Uber, the puppy edition? Yeah. Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. Do you worry about going to places and, you know, changing and their hidden cameras?
Oh, I mean, I thought about it, but I'm like, that would never happen to where I'm going. Like, what are the odds? But then anytime there's a story in the news of like, oh, you're just eating a... changing in a restaurant or using the restroom at here, whatever, and boom, camera got you.
Police launch an investigation after a woman, 25 years old, finds a hidden camera taped underneath a changing table in a Starbucks.
Yeah.
So there she's just changing her baby. The toilet cams always weird me out. They're all weird and creepy, and they should go to jail. But the toilet cams?
Yeah, like, I don't get that at all. Yeah. Why?
What's
Why?
That about?
I don't know.
I cannot relate to that at all.
Pardon me for one second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five kids, ages 10 to 16, charged with holding up a movie theater with cap guns. Five Connecticut kids, some as young as 10, are facing charges they terrorize patrons at a movie theater.
Oh my.
And if you're in that movie and some kids come up with a bunch of guns, caps, or not.
Terrifying.
No, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Done. And you think it's real.
Yeah, or these kids have been getting shot by someone that's got something or.
Officers ultimately found four suspects up the street. Whom had the toy guns in their clothes. A fifth was found nearby. Probably just some idiot kids who thought it'd be funny to do because they'd seen it on TV.
Yeah, it's not funny, kids.
You know what I want to do is, we were talking about Charlize Theron and she had put on 50 pounds for a movie role and Amy's like, oh, that would be heaven to be able to.
Because she would wake up in the middle of the night and someone would have prepared her on her nightstand a bowl of macaroni and cheese and she had to wake up and eat it. And I was like, God, that sounds like heaven.
It, for a second. For like one night, maybe. Heaven. So if you could have your heaven, right, like that. Not real heaven, but like what would be your little piece of heaven if you could have it? What's your just like heaven, Amy?
All mine are food related.
Okay, and that's okay. Go ahead.
I would just be able to just eat whatever food I wanted all the time. All the time.
Give that me something more specific.
Oh, well, specifically Reese's peanut butter cups. Like every day.
Lunchbox?
A piece of cheesecake every day after dinner. Every dessert, after dinner, every night, a piece of cheesecake and not have any effects. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Eddie?
Wow, this is a good question. Me sitting by the beach with a bunch of beer and pizza.
Yeah, well, the beach is good.
Yes.
I'm on the lake.
So foodie.
That's
huh?
heaven.
Like, I love food too, but
Bobby's is like working out.
No, I hate working out. Mine would probably be like a 72-degree Arkansas Razorback football game.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, where the weather's awesome and I get to watch Arkansas or a foot rub.
And they have to win, right?
Oh my gosh, you just upped the game. You could have your feet being rubbed while you're watching the football
game.
Well,
it's things that you could probably get. Like, I could go to a Razorback game.
Sure.
That's my little piece of heaven when the weather's good. Or I can get a foot rub. That's but it's real things.
Ah.
So, yeah, that's the thing. All right, cool. Well, that segment didn't go as good as I hoped.
Okay, I can expand.
Go ahead.
I was thinking food because of Charlize Theron. If I could have a blackjack table where I'm just sitting there playing blackjack and getting a massage at the same time, I mean.
But you could. It has to be a thing you could actually get.
Right. That's right. What I'm saying.
You could get that.
I could get that, and that would be awesome. If I could do that every single day, it'd be amazing.
You'd want to play blackjack every day and get a massage?
Yes.
But who would you play against? And you would lose.
Unlimited money? How does that work?
It can't be things that you make up.
No. I wouldn't necessarily lose.
Guys, I'm making up rules to a game that doesn't exist, okay?
Sometimes you
Everybody
win.
Relax. Let me make up the rules to a game that has never been played before and it's totally stupid.
And you're disappointed in things we like.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we said cheesecake and you said, oh, that segment sucked.
It just kept being on food. It's like, come on.
Oh, well.
Well, you should have given your example first because we were thinking Charlize Theron, macaroni and cheese.
That was the example.
Well, you see where Amazon is now delivering to cars? They're going to deliver to cars?
No. What?
Oh, like they'll meet you somewhere?
No. If your car has a GPS device, you can put it in, and if, as long as your car has the technology, Amazon will come to your car.
Oh, okay.
And deliver you whatever you need.
Come on.
Isn't that cool?
That's crazy.
I mean, that's pretty awesome because sometimes you're not home to receive the package. So it's like if you Prime Now it, just bring it to me where I am.
Amazon has a top secret plan to build home robots. The robot could be sort of a mobile Alexa. Oh, for sure, this thing will end up being my girlfriend. Like, that's all I read. I don't think about...
That's Bobby's heaven.
Yeah. I don't think about all the jobs it can do. I go, finally, I have a girlfriend. Wow.
Hold my
this.
Hand, please.
Yeah.
All day robot. Oh,
you know how much crap I got yesterday for saying that?
How much?
A lot. Three places people said, you may hold your hands. They have some sort of... Here's what happened. One of my friends got me for my birthday a hand and foot rub. And so I just go to... His name was like Clark behind the Waffle House late at night. And I get a rub.
Clark.
Yeah. And so I guess it's kind of weird to say Waffle House after like people get shot.
I didn't even think about that.
I wasn't thinking about that either. Mm-hmm. It's just always my
just
go-to destination for
behind,
late at night.
Yeah.
Well, so I go and I... get my hands rubbed, and she kept doing this thing where she put her fingers interlocked in my fingers.
Yeah, that's serious hand holding
and massaging it that way. And I was like, wow, this is pretty good. Like, I haven't had this in a long time. It made me feel kind of lonely, I'll be honest with you, because I haven't felt that. And I said, man, it just felt good to be touched again. Three different places I went yesterday made fun of me for saying that. And I am putting my heart out there.
Yeah, you shouldn't let them get to you.
So I got another hand massage yesterday. It was fantastic.
And another one scheduled today.
Yeah. And I only want the interlocking part. No foot. I just want you to just interlock, massage my hand.
Just hold my hand. Not like that. Not like that. Like this.
What if you're like such a regular, they're like, here comes Bobby. Who's going to hold his hand today?
Oh, boy.
Hand fetish bones is back. Well, anyway, they're building these robots. The prototypes could have advanced cameras and computer vision software.
So they can spy on you.
They can navigate through your homes like a self-driving car. Mm-hmm. The company hopes to start testing bots in homes later this year.
I mean, it's going to get to the point to where stuff just shows up at your door from Amazon because the robot told it you were out of it.
Well, it's just AI. You know, and it's... By the way, AI can read 1,000 books in a minute, and we can't. We can only take in a book a week.
1,000 books a minute?
Sure, even quicker than that.
Wow.
It's all code, Amy.
Bobby's going to love his girlfriend. She's going to be so smart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She'll know everything.
Listen, and I won't be lonely unless she gets wet. Then okay. What?
Nothing.
I'm sure they make them, if they can make the iPhone waterproof.
Yeah.
She's probably waterproof.
The robot?
Yeah.
Yeah. The funny thing is we joke about it, but we all kind of think it's real just a little bit.
You dating one eventually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you imagine that?
Dating AI?
No, no, Bones. We can't imagine that.
That's the problem. You keep saying talking like to me about really everything.
Like you keep
no,
talking
I feel
about...
like you could create your perfect.
Yeah.
Like you just, if you don't want it around, you just go put it in the other room.
She shuts down at like 7 p.m.
Yes.
Time to bed. Yeah. We're done.
She doesn't require any sort of emotional connection.
Yeah.
Okay, now Amy hasn't been taking shots all day, but now she's hopping in. Go ahead. Keep going.
What
else?
It's not a shot. This is reality.
She doesn't require any sort of emotional connection. That's not a shot.
That's not a shot. Is that true?
No,
is it
I
true?
Have emotional have connections. Yes, I do have emotional connections.
Okay. You do?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Maybe not the best ones, but I try.
Do you bleed when you are pricked?
No. Okay. I'm not.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean for that to hurt your feelings.
Was that a shot? Yes or no?
No, it's an observation.
I would say it's a little bit of truth in that.
Yeah, but...
It wasn't a shot. I was thinking, wow, that would be perfect for you.
You don't need any emotion.
Okay, fine. I haven't dated you, so I don't know. I'm sure some of your
ex-girlfriends... Wait till the second book comes out. Dude, what if that was the big one?
Maybe some of your ex-girlfriends could share with us how you've opened up emotionally to connect with them.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
They're going to call in?
Yeah. Line two. Let's go over there. I just want to see somebody get tased on an airplane. Like, yeah, I do. I travel enough. How come I don't get to see somebody get tased? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, it'd be amazing.
Someone's a little too drunk.
Yes.
And somebody just tases the crap out of them. Every time I've seen someone get tased, I've laughed. I'll be honest with you. Every time, downtown.
In the studio.
Here.
Yeah, here.
Like, I'm 100% on laughter from a tase. So I'm reading this story about this says, tase me and you'll see what happens. That's from an American Airlines flyer. So they tased Mr. Garcia.
Oh,
yeah, with a handlebar mustache.
That's an important detail.
Yeah, I was bound home for Chicago. Before the plane could leave the airport, the police wrote a report and accused Garcia. By the way, they said that he was touching another person sitting next to him, like a woman.
Oh, ugh.
And then he said, tase me and you'll see what happens. Well, yeah.
Sit down. Touch a little bit of that.
No,
I have asked.
I don't know.
That's a good tasing.
I just want to see somebody get tased. Even if I got to be delayed an hour, I'll take that.
Oh, you would take that delay?
Yeah, I think I would.
Would you take having to switch planes?
Yeah.
Okay.
For
wow.
good tasing,
that's
yeah.
dedication.
I mean, tase the crap out. Like a couple, like the kind that shoots it into them. And they go, ah!
Oh, the ones that stay there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Oh, we used to have the shocker. We should bring that back, huh?
No. Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Nah, we should
oh my
leave that
gosh,
at home.
There was this awful song. It's time to use the shocker.
It's time to scream in pain.
It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Ugh. Ugh. Yeah. It was just the Muppets theme. I just wrote other words to the Muppets song.
I mean, that song still
like,
gets me.
Hook.
It like,
I
no,
have the shocker song.
Cringe.
Can you find the shocker song real quick?
It's from about 10 years ago.
But we used to wear a dog shock collar and play trivia.
It was the worst.
Funniest thing ever seen.
No, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get shocked sometimes.
That was when I was really trying to get pregnant at the time.
Oh, and she'd come in whining like,
well, no, my husband
I'm trying
was
to have
like...
a baby and you're shocking my neck.
Well, I didn't.
And my thought was maybe it shocked the baby into you.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
But
good
it
thinking.
Caused distress in my home life.
Why?
Because my husband didn't want me to get shocked. He thought if I was pregnant, it could somehow damage the baby.
We weren't shocking your baby.
I know, but I was still having an electric whatever sent through my
it's
body.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Everybody.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to cry and piss. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show. Why do we?
How about that? Come on.
Wow.
We got to bring that back.
Mm-mm, no, we don't. You were never. Oh, well, listen.
Yes,
here's okay, you would, but we would do trivia, and you nailed trivia.
So you're going to hate me for being good
yes.
at something?
Oh, yes.
Typical Bobby Bones Show fashion.
Yeah. And
then,
a hater. And when that shocker is on you, everything gets difficult. It's like, what planet do you live on? And you're like,
Mars. It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell.
Hey, let's get a...
I have pain associated with that song.
Let's get a new shocker.
Nah, they don't sell that anymore.
We still have the old one.
Is it in the building?
Yes.
No, it's not.
I don't think it works anymore.
Oh, all you gotta do is turn it on or put a new battery in.
Yeah, go track it down real quick.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell.
It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones.
Thanks for bringing that back up. Now I'm totally into using the shocker again.
No.
Southwest Airlines is canceling 40 flights per day after the accident.
Wow.
And all I'm going is, why weren't we already canceling these flights if there's something wrong?
Well, now they're being way, I think, super-duper proactive.
Yeah, but shouldn't they be way super-duper proactive on flying anyway?
You would think.
They totally should.
But I don't think...
They should have been a super-duper proactive...
Like, yes, it's kind of like when TSA got real strict. It's like, shouldn't we have been doing that before?
Shouldn't we have always kept razor blades off of airplanes?
Yeah.
Yeah, the company said on Sunday that roughly 40 flights had been canceled that day. About 1% of these scheduled 4,000 flights. So, yeah, there's that. Man, if Lunchbox comes back in here with a shocker, it's on today.
No, come on. No. Yeah. Nah.
It's on you.
You? You want to play something?
We draw.
No.
Everything's fair.
Dude, I hate the shocker.
No, we're not. I don't want to do the shocker.
It doesn't feel good.
I don't
good.
Want to scream it hurts. In pain.
Do you have it?
I don't.
No, it's in boxes because during the remodel, they boxed it up, and so they're unpacking the boxes now.
Oh, that's too
bad.
Yeah,
time to take their time.
So maybe we take a break. And then on the other
side. On the other side of the break, we should have it.
Yeah. It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell.
Yeah.
It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show. It's time to use the shocker.
Look at that.
Like, Lunchbox actually sounds good singing that song.
I took a lot of takes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And then we had to, like,
that was one take, Jake.
We had to, like, stretch it over. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
I'm impressed by that.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Okay, well, we'll see if we can find that shocker. What do you know?
Bobby Bones.
They did catch the guy who killed the four people in the Waffle House yesterday. To me, I was amazed that they found him alive. When he was gone that long, I just felt like nobody could be hiding him. I thought he would have killed himself. He didn't. He was hiding in the woods, right?
Just in the woods. And some citizen called police because they spotted him.
Yeah, here's this.
There was a person who was matching the description of the suspect who was going through a construction site right behind the apartment complex and into the wooded area.
Crazy, right?
So crazy.
There were several workers from the TVA that were pointing us saying, the person went through the woods. The detectives then as well as the sergeants, all went up to the wooded area and saw a pathway in the woods.
Well, you know, those cops were on pure adrenaline.
Yeah.
And then, and also, he still may have a gun. And he did end up having a gun with him and bullets.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a police officer and you're putting yourself into that, you're walking through the woods, you're completely vulnerable. Like, shout out to the police officers who... were involved in this.
They looked in his back pocket, and in his back pocket he had a wallet, and in that wallet he had a Colorado ID that had his information on there.
So the thing is, he had his guns taken away whenever he threatened the president at the White House, and they gave them to his dad, and his dad gave them back to him. So now the question is, are they going to charge his dad?
They're looking at it. They
have
said...
You have to, right? That's illegal. What he did is illegal. I don't know if they can charge him with murder.
Right.
But what he did was illegal, and it led to a serious crime. So he has to be charged with something.
Right, hopefully he is.
Oh, but why do they even have to give him back to the dad? Why don't, if you lose your gun rights, then okay, your guns go into some vault somewhere or something.
The officers ordered him to the ground. With the help of several others, they apprehended him. Officials say his identity was confirmed through that wallet in his backpack. Once at the jail, he asked for an attorney and then refused to speak. He's being held on a $2 million bond. You know, since he was naked, I had to think that he was just messed up out of his mind when he did it, right?
He has to be...
I mean, I know he's mentally ill.
That's what I was going to say.
But here's the thing, too. You know he's mentally ill, so can you even charge him as someone who's not? Because he's obviously mentally ill.
Right. They'll do that. Like, if either he'll be incompetent or what do you hate?
Incompetent?
To stand trial, and so then they put him in a mental institution or something. But they do all those tests, and man, whew.
But for my take as always, if you can do something so nutty, then you're nutty. If you just have the ability to do something so awful, then you're heinous. Awful in the head.
There's something off.
There's something wrong.
Yeah.
But this dude's also naked when he did it, so he had to be on something out of his mind, aside from being mentally ill, because he thought Taylor Swift hacked his Netflix account. You know, there are these little things where he's delusional.
Well, yeah, and thinking you can just go to the White House and speak to the president. because you're, you know, a
for some reason
citizen.
The Taylor thing was weirder in my head, but you're right. The fact that he went to the White House with a did he have a gun? We did that.
Yes.
Did he have, no, I don't think he had a gun with him.
No, but he threatened something, and then that's what that's when they took away his guns or something, right?
Well, thank goodness. I was very surprised yesterday afternoon whenever they said they found him and he was alive.
And he was alive. I couldn't believe after what he did, he didn't go out shooting.
That was my point earlier to Amy, is that what in his mind, what does he have to lose at this point?
Right.
Well, we were discussing that, let's say he was, say he's already, we know that mentally something's off, but then if he's on something, a concoction of whatever that caused him to go do the shoot up, then, well, maybe that wears off and he's come down from it. And that's why he's not shooting.
But he still is hiding, so he knows what he did and he's trying to get away.
He knows it's over no matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thankful he didn't. I'm thankful he didn't go in anybody's apartment.
Right.
Anybody's house.
Nobody else got hurt.
No hostages.
So terrible that the four people that...
And the people in the hospital, they were going to be okay, right? The ones that were shot. Is that the last I read?
I believe so.
Well, glad they found him. I was surprised they found him alive. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, as Americans, we're pronouncing Adidas wrong. And I wear Adidas all the time.
Yeah, so I have an Australian friend, and she would call it Adidas.
That's what it says here. You're supposed to say Adidas.
Yeah, say that and see how that works for you.
The emphasis is on ah. Like, if you go to the store, be like, do you have any Adidas?
Yeah, and they'll go, what? And then it's not worth the time. So in America, I will call it Adidas.
Yeah.
Where do I call it Adidas? What country, in case I go there? All the rest?
Everywhere. It says Americans, we're the ones pronouncing it wrong.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
And right now, I'm wearing my Adidas.
Adidas.
Well, then
by the
guys...
way, the best overall shoe is the Adidas Boost. Pound for pound, because I am shoe boy. When Boost. I walk down the street, people come out of their storefronts and go, shoe boy! And I'm like, that's me. The Adidas Boost is pound for pound the best shoe.
I have them on right now.
Yeah. What do I have on?
Do you have on Adidas?
Are they expensive?
No, I have on some shoes Amy got me for my birthday. What, Adidas Boost?
Yeah.
I mean, they're new shoes.
So. Oh, but those ones I got you, they're Adidas.
They are. What else you got?
They're just different kind. Okay, this guy is crazy. He's only 20 years old, and he has been bitten by a rattlesnake 3 years ago. Then last year, he was mauled and dragged off by a black bear in Colorado. And then last week, he was attacked by a shark in Hawaii.
This dude's just looking for attention.
No. Yeah. No. He's a 20-year-old. His name is Dylan McWilliams, and...
He loves messing with animals.
I don't know what...
He's just trying to get internet famous.
You can't force yourself to get attacked by a bear and a shark.
You can get real close to them.
Yeah, go charge a bear, see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, you think he's setting these up?
Well, he's doing things stupid enough to get caught doing these.
I don't know. I was just fascinated.
I'm not going to get hit by any of those three because I'm not around bears, sharks, or what was the other one? Tarantulas?
Rattlesnake, bear, shark. I was thinking out of all of us on this show, the only person that's been attacked by something is Lunchbox with a shark.
But he got caught on a lie detector lying. He did not get attacked by a shark.
Paddleboat got bit.
All right, what else, Dan?
And lastly, if you want Kim Kardashian's new fragrance, KKW Body, it's coming out in May, and it's going to be shaped exactly like her body. And it smells like golden, whatever the color golden smells like.
Huh. There must be some real money in fragrance. Because people have all the fragrance lines and all the alcohol lines.
Get on it.
But then you have this, like, sculpture.
I want an alcohol you can smell and then drink. You can put it on you. Or
that'd
you can
be cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just thinking that would be awkward to have a Kim Kardashian naked body sculpture on your bathroom counter.
Or would it? All right, there you go.
Yeah.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So you don't let your daughter say shut up. Is that the rule at the house?
Well, yeah, we don't use that word.
But you use it.
Sometimes.
Here's a clip of Amy at her house, and she says, shut up. Are you talking to yourself?
Yes. Well, so I was talking, my friend was over, and I was complaining about something, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to shut up. And my daughter, I didn't even know she captured this, but...
Yes. Okay. All right. You now shut up.
You shut up.
Don't say that word.
Wait. You can't...
Yeah.
I know.
That didn't work.
I know. And I didn't even know she'd captured it until later. My friend was like going through her phone. She's like, she's sending it to me. She goes, and your daughter was filming whenever you said shut up. And then she said shut up. And you got mad at her for saying shut up.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. You now shut up.
You shut up.
Don't say that word.
Even though you just said it.
We don't say that word.
What do you mean we don't say that, Mom? You just said it.
I know. Her face, like, you hear her go, oh. Like,
yeah, because I'm confused, too.
I know. Poor thing.
Are you guys collectively annoyed, too, that people keep getting annoyed when people say who they voted for? Like, who cares? Not Kanye's in the crosshairs because Kanye said he liked Donald Trump. Listen, didn't these guys go and fight for us so we can vote who we want and say who we voted for?
Yes.
Like, didn't – it doesn't matter which side it is. It started with the Shania Twain stuff where the person goes, if you were an American, who would you have voted for? And she said Donald Trump. Agree or disagree with Donald Trump, everyone's right to have who they voted for and say who they voted for. That's it. If you can't separate their art – and their political beliefs, then just stop anyway. You should just not follow anyone and be done. Just find your own people that believe exactly the way that you do. And the thing is, they probably don't believe like you do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy to me that people get so butthurt about people saying who they voted for. It's not illegal. It's not someone going, yeah, I did meth.
You know? No, it's not.
It's not. There's nothing. Matter of fact, it's encouraged to go vote. There aren't enough people that do vote. And when someone says, like Kanye, he said, I like Donald Trump. Okay, great. It's interesting that you're involved in politics. Same with Shania. It's interesting that you care about American politics. You're not even American. I'm so annoyed with that.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
It's not even majority. It's this very vocal minority that won't shut up about everything. Like something always has to be complained about. All the time. All the time. That's why I am announcing right now.
Here we go.
That.
Here we go.
The show's coming up at the end. About 45 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to drop that governor announcement one day. And I'm done. I'm out.
Isn't it weird that if you are governor, though, then there are going to be people that didn't vote for you, and then there's going to be people that get mad at other people because they voted for you?
No, it's a super toxic environment right now.
It is toxic.
We've created it ourselves. We're not allowed to disagree with anyone without hating them.
I know.
And that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You can't disagree with someone without just hating their guts. Nobody's the same.
Has anybody watched that Donald Trump thing on Netflix of like how he became president or something? It's like a documentary. I saw it popped up on things you might be interested in. And I was like, huh.
Amy asked me last night on text. She goes, am I the only one that watches El Chapo on Netflix?
Oh boy.
And no, every day there's something about El Chapo.
Every day.
And I said, yeah, I think so. This El Chapo show? Yeah. She goes, okay.
I was like,
she can't talk with anyone about it.
I'm like, I have nobody. And even my husband's sort of fallen off the wagon. And I'm like, what? El Chapo was our thing. He's not into it. It's called Trump, the American Dream.
Well, my point was, we should be able to say, if we want to say who we voted for without people getting all their butt hurt.
Yeah.
You can choose to not support them, to support them. It just seems a little much. Just seems a little much. I got asked in an interview who I voted for. I told them I wrote in Dierks Bentley. And I'm probably going to get crap. But I said that when the election came in.
You did, yeah.
I said, I wrote in Dierks Bentley. And I'm probably going to get crap for that.
Yeah. You'll have to address that once you enter politics.
I don't think they check your past votes, though, do they?
They don't?
Really? I feel like that would come up.
But I've said everything on the air.
I know. You're transparent. You'll be fine with it. You'll handle it. But I feel like that could come up of you not taking the voting process seriously.
I did take it seriously. I think,
Dierks
hey,
Bentley.
Woman amen. Come on.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
See the picture I posted of the kid that had the key slammed in his head?
Yes. What in the world? God.
It's a motorcycle key, but he got into a fight and then the other person took the key and slammed it in his head.
And it went straight into his brain.
He had to go to the doctor. Took 3.5 hours to remove.
Whoa.
Oh,
it's on my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones.
I need to check that out.
Also, greatest keychain ever. Like, for sure, you're not losing that key.
Oh, like you keep it for life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, what's this key go to? Well, one time it was rammed into my head.
Yeah, Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter. We're going to go. We'll see you tomorrow. You doing anything cool today?
Not cool. I mean, my at-home workout, you want to come do that?
I've worked out with you. You talk too much.
We talk the entire time.
I know.
My friend Gracie comes over.
I thought she was going to argue with it. And she goes, yeah.
No, but we put on our 1 pound ankle weights. It really adds a lot.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think, but I put it on. I'm like, oh, I can feel the burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I recommend it.
Good. Well,
what are you doing?
I'm going to work out more audiobook. I should be finished by Friday. Amy's going to come read her part of my book on Friday.
Wait, are you going to be in the room when I read it? No.
It's all the same.
Okay. Well, I'll be more nervous if you're there.
Why? You talk in front of me for 5 hours every day.
I know.
But remember, when this book comes out,
it's different. I've never done this before.
It is. It's going to live forever. Probably going to win a Pulitzer.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobel Peace Prize even?
So if it... Oh, hold on. Question.
Go ahead.
If it becomes a New York Times bestseller again, does that mean I'm a New York Times bestseller?
In your heart, if you want to be sure. Yeah, I'm an astronaut. So
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging. See you tomorrow morning. Appreciate you being here. Get up.